Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I want to talk a little bit about my ring. Mm-hmm. I want to hear about your ring.
Okay.
Your dream ring. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to go through different categories of stuff.
Okay.
I want to talk about my ring, which is special. Mm-hmm. So if you follow our Instagram, you see I post like OOTDs occasionally. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've talked in past episodes about my journey to become more of like an ethical shopper, mm-hmm. and sustainable shopper. Most of my clothes that I wear nowadays are like secondhand or thrifted. Yep. Mm-hmm. I mostly do not shop from fast fashion brands like H&M, mm-hmm. Zara, Amazon. If I'm in a bind, like the other day, I would need some tights.
Yeah.
I have to just run to H&M.
And sometimes you need like a legging, like an athletic legging that needs to be fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I needed a bag, like before I was going to Europe, I was like, I need a backpack that I today.
Yeah.
So I ordered on Amazon. But I mostly try my darndest to just avoid all of that. Mm-hmm. So I wear mostly secondhand. I'll wear an H&M shirt that's secondhand. Like I won't buy a new one though, and that's basically everybody has their causes. Everyone has their way of contributing to this earth and making it more sustainable and environmental.
Yep.
And this is my way is just committing to shopping from like ethically mostly American companies that are more American made, use ethical practices, recycled materials or secondhand because it does not contribute to the overconsumption of like fast fashion, the overrunning of landfills, and then just like ethical practices as well. I'm definitely not an expert. I'm a regular person learning.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge? Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helps me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
Doing their best. Yeah.
Trying my best. Figuring this shit out. Mm-hmm. But that's my like journey I've been on. So when it came to an engagement ring, this was also very important to me. And so I did a lot of research, reading, documentaries. If you want a really quick documentary, on Netflix, they have this series called Explained. And they do like 30-40 minute episodes, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They have one on diamonds, on like the diamond industry, like where diamonds come from, and all about diamond mining. And so I did my own research because I wanted to kind of follow the same suit of this journey I've been on. And it was important to me that I did not want a diamond that had even the potential of coming from some war-torn country.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In Africa, probably mines with a child or slave labor.
Yeah.
I wanted a diamond that was ethical, whatever that meant. So I had to like research what the fuck that even means.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Right. So through my research, I discovered that the only way to guarantee an ethically created diamond was to go for what's called a lab-grown diamond. So lab-grown, lab-created diamonds are physically and chemically identical to natural diamonds, but instead of being created under the earth, they are, and then mined by humans, they are created in a lab. They are structurally made from carbon atoms, which is what is found in natural diamonds. So the same material, but they are manufactured in a lab using technology that replicates the natural diamond growing process. So chemically, physically, optically, they are the same as natural grown diamonds. They just aren't made in the earth. So lab diamonds also, so not to be confused with like other, what they call diamond stimulants, I think, diamond simulants. Other synthetic diamonds like cubic zirconia. Like moissanite is another one that I was kind of looking at, and I was like, I don't think I want that. Those are, they look, smell, kind of appear like diamonds, but they are not made from carbon. Lab diamonds are pure crystallized carbon,
right?
But they're created in a lab using technology. And it's the only diamond that is guaranteed to be conflict free. Because a lot of what I also learned in my research is this whole new industry around conflict free, which is basically marketing.
It's like anything. It's like clean beauty is the same way. It's like anything that's just like, it's because the rules, especially in America, for importing and exporting goods is so low, because our standards are so, they can market the shit out of something being conflict free when it's not.
When it's not.
Or there's clean actually, when it's not.
And I learned this in that documentary that Explained on Netflix. That's where like I started to learn this and then was diving deeper. Is there's no actual like certified governing agency that is regulating this whole conflict-free thing. So diamond companies are advertising diamonds as like conflict-free or ethical or blah, 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 blah. And there's no actual guarantee that it's not from a fucking like conflict mine in some country over yonder. The only way to guarantee that it's conflict-free is for it to not be, not having been mined out of the earth using human labor. And so that's how lab-grown diamonds have become like a thing. And so for anyone who's out there who is about to be engaged or just looking or want to learn more, like I definitely recommend researching this and looking into it. Probably one of the, for Nate's point of view, the best part of lab-grown diamonds are they are priced about 20% less than natural diamonds, which is a huge bonus. This diamond is a good size.
And
if it was natural, it would have probably put Nate out.
That's the thing. 20% when you're talking about engagement rings is a huge difference.
Yeah. So that's a huge bonus to the person who is purchasing the ring.
Right.
But yeah, I'm like really happy with it. I feel good about the purchase. Mm-hmm. Not that I paid for it, but made purchase.
I was about to say, like,
I feel good, kind of like with my clothes, like not yeah. wearing something where the possibility of it having come, like when you trace the origins back mm-hmm. of where our stuff comes from over in America generally or Western countries, it's from places that we generally kind of put out of our head, we don't think about, but they were created or mined or made mm-hmm. using a human,
yeah,
or using human labor, and usually it's not using great ethical practices.
They're not really, yeah, usually yeah, it's terrible.
Making
yeah.
living wages or living mm-hmm. a good life. So, so yeah, consider lab-grown diamonds. Mm-hmm. That's my little soapbox and the little bit of research and the little bit of expertise that I've learned through this yeah. process. But tell me, friend, let's dive in. What do you have an idea of, like, a cut, size, look? Gold, silver, platinum? Do you not yeah. want an engagement ring? Do you want a different gemstone? Like, people do all kinds of stuff. What are you yeah. thinking? It's your dream.
I would, I've put this out of my head for a long time. I had to go back, way back into my Pinterest and look. I really mm-hmm. want an oval or circle diamond.
Okay.
I would love to have, his birthstone's a pearl, so that would not work out. But I would have loved to have our birthstones somewhere, like in the back of the ring.
Oh, both of you.
Uh-huh.
That's cute.
Right? I think that'd be
nice. Yeah. Oh, nice.
Right? Mm-hmm. And then I would love it to be gold, just because I wear so much gold anyway.
Yeah.
And everything that he's gotten me so far has been gold. Like,
yeah.
I think it just works out. Mm-hmm. And then for the actual wedding band, I would love a crest band, which is a band that has diamonds that go on the underside of your ring. So it like frames, like
touching your skin,
your ring almost. It like frames the diamond in the engagement ring.
Oh, so on the outside.
On the outside, yeah.
Got it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like five diamonds or something that really frame the bottom half of a circular ring. I would love that. I think that'd be
that
real
sounds
cute.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, crest.
Uh-huh.
Pretty.
Yeah, and I haven't seen that really often. So
yeah, no, that sounds unique.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. I like incorporating crunch into the ring with the pearl. If you can figure that out somehow, I'm sure.
I'll have to tell him explicitly, but yeah.
this out. I need a diamond and a pearl.
Yes, I need a pearl and a topaz.
Yeah, and a topaz is yours. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I am sample size on my hands. I have size 5.5 ring.
Oh, really?
Finger. So my man can get that right from the case.
Right off.
The old stale one that's a little dusty. Get that one.
Five. That's such a small. That's so small.
That's so tiny.
Yeah, your hand, your fingers are really like
thin.
Thin, like sticks.
Mm-hmm. yeah, they're like sticks. Yeah.
Yeah.
So hopefully you can get a discount.
Yeah, that would help. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right out the case. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
No customization needed.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So
Cool.
That's all I have though. I haven't really done that much research, and I should, because I should.
You next, bitch.
I know.
Next. Don't roll your eyes.
I know.
Girl, we prayed this down.
I know. I know.
Oh, nice. Yeah, my ring, I got to get a resize. It's a little big. I got
fingers.
I'm a size 7, I think. I think Nate said this is 7.5 or something.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And it's just a little big, so I got to size that down. And then
for
the wedding band, I honestly haven't done too much research.
No.
So, yeah, I'm not sure. The good thing is this ring band mm-hmm. is very thin.
Mm.
So I think I can get away with having like a double wedding band. So it's like on the top and on the bottom.
And the bottom? Cute.
Yeah, to kind of frame it on both sides. Mm-hmm. Same thing. I think diamonds, like a lot of like little tiny diamonds going around.
Mm-hmm.
I think I can do one on either side, and then it creates like a new ring in a way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if the band was too thick, I think it would look too chunky, but I think because it's mm-hmm. a very thin band, I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I gotta look. I haven't really most focused more on the engagement ring. Wasn't really looking too much on the wedding bands.
Yep. Are you going to wear it everywhere? Are you going to wear it to dance class?
That I've been trying to figure this out now because I don't usually sleep with my rings on. Yeah. I take everything off. Sometimes I sleep with the necklace, but I take everything off. I've been sleeping with it on just because I'm like scared of something happening to it. I'm really afraid of
a spider coming, grabbing it, and leaving. And that thing that happens. Exactly. Yeah.
So I've been sleeping with it, which feels a little weird. Like I feel it when I sleep. Like I feel it on my finger because I don't ever sleep with anything on my finger. So I'm trying to. Talking to my friend Sarah, she's like, "Yeah, what do you do?" Because she has some friends who sleep with them on, some who don't.
Yeah.
So I was like, "No, just talk to people and find out." But I don't know. I'm like, I'm nervous. This is like the most expensive thing
I know
that I own now.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna be like going insane if anything ever happens to it. So
yeah.
But yeah, I've been washing my face with it. I haven't like taken it off really for like hygienic processes yet. Also I'm like picturing it like going down the drain, like
oh my god
and it's still a little big too, so I'm like
so you're like gripping it.
I'm like gripping it as I'm showering. You see my hands like this, like oh lord. So I just gotta get it resized so it fits snugger and I think I'll feel a lot better. And then the whole sleeping with it thing, I gotta just see what people do and go with best practices, I guess. All right, so rings aside, let's talk about wedding vibe. What's your overall vibe? What do you want this to feel like? Do you want it to be a lot of people? Do you want it to be lit? Do you want it to be like, what's the feel?
I had a real reckoning and moment on the plane here that I realized that I've had friends who have huge weddings, friends who've had small weddings, and they all feel the same way at the end of the day, right? These are like magical, blessed days, two people committing themselves and joining families. And that's it, right? Whatever it looks like is their favorite thing of what it looks like.
Right.
And because I'm where I'm at in life right now, where I'm like down one job, trying to really get two Black Girls, One Rose on like a different path or rebranding, doing all these other things, busy. And I'd like to travel a little bit more and still like have fun. I had have kind of a mindset of scarcity when it came to my future wedding. I really gave up on having a venue, on having any of that stuff. I was just like, fuck it, City Hall and then whatever.
Talk about this vibe.
I was like, fuck it. But really what that is a mindset of scarcity. It's not what I actually want. Right. I do want it to be small and romantic and intimate and special, but it doesn't mean that I have to have it on like your stoop with a dress from ASOS on and like Zoom, you know what I mean? And like a speaker from Amazon, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't have to be that.
They carried it off and it's cute. Listen, but that's,
and it's what they want.
You're lying to yourself if you think that's actually what you want.
Yeah. Yes. That's just not for me. That's just not what I want. And so for me, the vibe is going to be very, very, very romantic. That's what I want the vibe to be, because I want to look like I'm like a period piece. I want to look like I'm from, like ancestral.
Okay. It's coming to me. I'm seeing it. I'm absolutely seeing it. I'm like, I've seen the pins.
I've put a new tile on
Pinterest. I know. Okay. Love it.
What about yours?
Can I stick on yours for a second? Are we thinking natural hair, long braids?
For sure. Like no.
Blackness. I'm thinking
natural hair. I'm thinking by that time, I think my rod set will really be like
perfected.
Crisp. Yeah. If I can't get that together, I would love a sort of almost like a crown style with braids down to my knees.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, I love it. I see it. That's I get the vibe. That is that's you as well. The whole romantic, sultry, but as you said, ancestral. Like there's a black elegance, a black excellence, elegance, whatever to it.
Yes. Lots of Oshun inspired energy. Lots of like divine femme energy. Inspiring the vibe.
Oh, okay, mm-hmm. friend.
Yeah.
I need to go through my Pinterest and flick you some stuff.
Yeah, send me some stuff. What yes. about yours? What's it going to be like?
Yeah. I also don't want anything too big. I really
well,
don't.
Girl. Okay.
Christina's saying that because she knows my mama.
And I know your to be your husband. He's friends with everybody. He like
he
me.
He has a lot of friends. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. His family is smaller, but he has a lot of friends.
Yep.
And for me, I surprisingly have a lot of friends too. Because I do. Went through my kind of, I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
and that's not even counting the ones who live across the ocean. Right. So that's a whole other contingency. but I have a lot of family, extended family, and then a mother who just is very out there. And so there's a potential for it to be a very big wedding if I lean in and allow my mom to invite everyone she wants.
Yeah.
Or I just got to figure things out in terms of the size. Because I really don't want it too big. My biggest fear is that I'm spending the day talking.
Hi.
Yeah. Saying hi. And then also like meeting people that I don't even really know.
Yes. You know? Oh, God.
You know,
yeah.
I want people who actually know me, care about me, under, you know, part of my life there. And so, so yeah, my mom, because we've been joking like mom, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, now she's at the point where she's like, well, I'm not gonna invite anybody. Or like, I'm not, you know,
that,
don't let it be
me. I can't stand it. I know I'm gonna do it to my kids. Well, then I'm just not gonna talk to you ever again. Yeah. Like,
I'm like, well, what? I don't have to be that extreme, but we gotta come to a compromise. I understand. Yeah. I'm her first daughter getting married. Yes. You know, when it was my brother's wedding. They were involved and participant, but it was more Geneva's event, her family events. So for my mom, this is like exciting for her, and she puts on great events.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she does.
She does. She puts on great events. Yeah. But I don't want it to get too, I just don't want a whole lot of people there.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that means. So I gotta figure out what that number is.
Yeah.
And then my vibe, I really want it to be fun. I want everyone to be lit. I want the music to be, I want to be dancing. I want it to be festive. I just want everyone to have a good time, which I know that's what a lot of people say. Like, I just want to have fun at my wedding, but I want that to be like the focal and the focus. Like, we are eating great food.
Yep.
When you show up, there are shots on deck. Like, we got a great bar. Like, you are handled. You're not waiting on lines to get alcohol. Like, you got your, you know, your drink is always in hand. Great cocktail party with great, you know, food and music. And I just want to be on the dance floor. I want to be with my friends dancing, having a good time. I don't want to be walking around saying hi to everybody and kissing babies, shaking hands.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.